الله الله
إيدر
القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكيم.
You're listening to Eidars.com.
Next section, what's mustahab? What's good? What's desirable? What's recommended? Number one, suhoor. You know what suhoor is? The pre-dawn meal. You know what suhoor is? Yes, brother? What's your name?
Ridwan.
MashaAllah. Ridwan. Allahu yarda ank. May Allah be pleased with you. Suhoor, pre-dawn meal. That's sunnah. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a hadith of Sahih al-Bukhari, tasahharu. What did he say? Say the words of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tasahharu, which is an Arabic term. Observe suhoor, eat suhoor, take the pre-dawn meal. فَإِنَّ فِي السُّحُورِ بَرَكَةٌ. Because in taking the pre-dawn meal, there is what? Barakah, there is blessings. It's a sunnah. This is recommended, it's sunnah, it's desirable. So brothers and sisters, please do take suhoor. Not because you love food and you can't do without food, because this is sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even if you don't feel hungry, because some people, they can't eat. Especially waking up, like I myself, for example. I cannot eat first thing in the morning. Impossible. Just a cup of tea is maybe I could just do that. But to eat something first thing in the morning, it takes like 3 hours for me to eat something. You know, before, after you wake up, it's impossible to put something down. Some people is like that. So when you wake up, you sleep. If I'm awake all night, then I can eat. If you can't, then just at least take something small, even a few drops and sips of water, inshallah, sunnah will be fulfilled. So it's a sunnah. Take suhoor. The second point here is that delaying the suhoor. Don't eat at 12 o'clock and go to sleep. Wake up and eat. This is the real way. Reason being, because there's in delaying your suhoor, there is assistance and there is help. It helps you and assists you in your fast. This is a sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sahaba radiallahu anhu, the companions. Many reports in Sahih al-Bukhari that they used to take delay, they used to delay their suhoor, okay? But remember, just stop a few minutes before time ends for precaution. Delay doesn't mean that exactly 4 o'clock or 3:59 I have to carry on eating. Delayed, no, it doesn't mean that. It means, just delay it. Stop a few minutes before so that as a means of precaution. And what's number three? Hasting iftar. Futur iftar. When you open your fast. When you open, some people say break your fast, some people say open your fast. So many words, I don't know which word, which term is the best to use. For invalidating, I think invalidates breath better. Some people say break your fast and opening. I think opening the fast or terminating your fast. But terminating may also mean terminating halfway through. So anyway, just use the word, iftar and sahur may be better. There's a hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari where the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا يزال الناس بخير ما عجل الفطر. People, Muslims, will always be on good as long as they hasten to take their futur, iftar. Don't delay it. Now this means that, this doesn't mean to have a full meal straight away. Futur just means having dates and water. That's it. That's what it means. Just something simple. Then you can eat later on. You can just have a date and a glass of water, and it's preferable like this. Look, it depends. Look, I'll tell you something. Yeah? This is me, my personal ijtihad. If somebody's really hungry, because some people are hungry, they can't, it's difficult. If somebody's hungry, then take your meal, eat for 10, 15 minutes, and then pray your maghrib. Don't do half and half. This is my personal opinion. Now, you agree or disagree, Allahu A'lam. And if you're not that hungry, then don't eat anything. Just have one date, a bit of water, go masjid, go to the mosque, offer your Salatul Maghrib properly with the Jama'ah, with the devotion, with khushu', with khudu, okay? Offer your prayer, then come back home and eat your samosas and pastries and whatever you want to eat, everything together. In that way, you will not harm people in the masjid. You won't have samosa in your pocket and one in the mouth whilst you're going to the masjid. Okay, it's best just one date, even in the masjid, just people sit, offer your prayer. And if somebody is genuinely very hungry, they think that they will not able to concentrate in their prayer, rather than making your prayer food, make your food your prayer. You know what that means? This is a statement of Abu Hanifa radiallahu anhu. He used to say that I rather make my food prayer than my prayer food. I rather eat first, thinking about that I have to pray, than pray quickly, thinking about food, and then eat afterwards. This is Imam Abu Hanifa radiallahu anhu. So if somebody thinks that they won't be able to concentrate in their prayer, then just eat. Don't eat like 2 minutes and then eat 10, 15 minutes quickly. Get over and done with it. This is not something to sit and relax for 45 minutes and enjoy it. This is a need. Get over and done with it and spend half an hour in your Maghrib or whatever, 20 minutes. More time in your Maghrib than food. You think I have something to do with food, right? It's not that. It's sometimes, you know, we have to remember that we don't come in this world to eat. We just eat to live. That's a concept we should have. But anyway, so hasten your futur. And remember, it's sunnah. It is a sunnah to do iftar with dates. And you should make this dua: Allahumma laka sumtu wa bika amantu wa alayka tawakkaltu wa ala rizqika aftartu. We can stop the aftart. O Allah, for you I have fasted, and in you I believe, and upon you I rely and trust, and upon your food and rizq and provision and your sustenance, I do iftar, I open my fast. And in some narrations it's been mentioned that after you drink water, you make the dua, which is, ذهب الظمأ, thirst has gone, وابتلت العروق, the veins have become wet, وثبت الأجر, inshallah. Reward has been established, but we say inshallah, hopefully. We hope that reward has been established.